Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Boston's got a lot of options. They have assets. I'm told they have been really aggressive out in the marketplace. I'm told they don't want to have three rookies on the team. You could expect one way or another, at least one, maybe two of those picks end up somewhere else.
Dale Arnold.
Can I switch gears with you? Because I have a question
here. You can switch gears with me anytime.
Rich Keefe.
He cut off Mark James's balls and turned them into a stromboni.
Oh, damn!
Dale and Keefe, middays.
Kevin Durant.
Holder.
Yeah, right. Holder.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Fourth and final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio WEEI. Dale will be back in tomorrow. We got Jermaine Wiggins, Andy Hart in the house today. Taking your phone calls here in just a moment, 617-779-7937. The Red Sox have won six in a row.
Yeah.
You guys feeling pretty good? Feeling pretty good? Minnesota Twins are a real team. They beat a real team last night.
That's right.
Rick Porcello was good. Ryan Brazier shutting the door.
Still chasing that. I told you. Hit
They're
me up August 1st.
I know, so they got a ways to go.
They're chasing that
Month
second wild card spot. That's
they
tied.
Are,
tied for that.
Five and a half.
But
right?
that's the thing that they're fighting for.
Right.
They won't win the division.
They're five and a half behind the Yankees.
You've
they're
eliminated
four behind
the
Rays.
Yes, I've eliminated the division.
The division's out.
Out.
Five and a half games. Insurmountable.
The Yankees are getting some reinforcements.
Is Dunsky.
But are they going to be better?
Yes.
Yes.
Or will they be like the Celtics? More talent on paper may not.
Yeah,
know,
different sport.
Different sport.
Yeah, you just throw those guys
thanks,
in the lineup.
Captain
you're going to be good.
Or when you're in the bat,
don't need to overthink it. I think when you put Stanton and Judge and those guys in the lineup, you're going to be better.
And when you put them when they're in the batter's box, it doesn't matter what anybody else is doing.
Yeah, they're going to absolutely.
Well, but
crush.
If Stanton's striking out, out, and then going 500 feet,
yeah, true. There's going to be a little bit of that.
Then that means he went one for three.
So
pretty good day.
This offseason, Bryce Harper signed a monster contract. Manny Machado signed a monster contract. Mike Trout re-signed with the Angels for like $35 million annually for like 10-plus years. Or they picked up the last 2 years of his deal and then added even more to it. Nolan Arenado from the Colorado
I don't
Rockies.
Think that's how you say it.
Can't say it at all. He signed a monster deal with his team, and Mookie Betts didn't. Mookie Betts has 2 years left, or I guess a year and a half left, whatever you want to call it, with the Red Sox. So one of the big issues was, are they going to be able to re-sign him? Does he want to stay in Boston? He eventually did come out and say like he would, but I still don't know if anybody believes him necessarily. And I don't blame him for not signing after 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
He was offered, what, 8 years, $200 million?
Yeah, that's what they was reported.
So that's fine. I understand waiting. You want to bet on yourself. You want to wait a little bit more. But if they had offered him anything over $300 million this offseason,
I think he would have took it.
I'm not sure.
I don't know if he would have. He's coming off an MVP season. He might have said, hey, I'm going to have another year like this, and then I'm going to be really cooking with gas. The year that he's having right now, and he could turn things around, I don't think he's doing himself any favors.
But it's not like he's not going to be right back up there for in that Mike Trout world of 350.
See, Mike
million.
Trout is so consistent, and he was getting compared to Mike Trout, and I felt like that was unfair to Mike Trout. There's really nobody like
there
Mike
is
Trout.
No and the thing I go back to, and betting on himself is great, but if you remember, Betts was great last year. The year before, not so great.
He was okay.
The year before that was
MVP.
Great.
He finished second in the MVP vote, then sixth, and then obviously he won it.
Do you remember 2 years ago when he was sort of scuffling or not living up to MVP candidate, and he said something to the effect of, like, maybe last year was an outlier. Maybe I'm not really that. And I was like,
oh, boy.
I thought that was really weird.
Yeah, he's like, maybe that was my best year.
And if that's your mentality, you'd sign, I would think.
It's
because to keep riding it out,
good point. Yeah,
you're
right.
Betting on yourself. You have to think, no, I'm going to be great, and they're going to offer me $350, $400, whatever. I'm
and
going
the dip
40
happened,
million
too.
A year.
Though his first really great year was David Ortiz was still here.
Right.
Then Ortiz was gone, and then last year JD Martinez shows up, and he's fantastic. Now, I know some of these numbers are like the old school, like dinosaur numbers, but batting average in the American League, he's hitting .266, which is currently 35th, just in the American League. He has 11 home runs, which is tied for 41st. I know he's hitting leadoff, but his RBI, 33, tied for 52nd. His OPS of 838 is 26th. Now, his WAR, which was last year, was he had the number one WAR, I think, in all of baseball, at least certainly in the American League. His WAR is actually 7th in the American League. So that's still pretty good, and that's what all these guys are getting paid off of. But it's not the best in the league. It's not
gonna,
in the top two or three.
But he's still, you don't think he's still going to be?
He's going to get paid.
He's going to be
He'll 100% is going to get paid. But my, like, so Bryce Harper have gotten more? Bryce Harper did not have a very good year last year. His contract year, he didn't have a great year.
Was he batting like 214 at one point? I think he finished in like the 240s. But
oh, yeah. He had,
I want to say he was like down by the Mendoza line for a while.
He had a bad year, but there's so much upside. Those guys are about the same. I think they're the exact same age.
Right.
And so he signed for a ton of money, but I thought he could have gotten more. Like, with some of the crazy contracts are going to be tossed out there.
What, could he? I mean, that dragged on.
He hit 249.
Could he have gotten more? You only get what the market gives
right.
you. Like, yeah, we can say, okay, contracts are going up and you can get more, and what's this guy going to get? At some point, A, the contracts level out. They can't just keep going that up arrow forever. And B, I think people start to say, can I really give a guy 13 years? Oh, he got 13? Yeah. You mean I got to give 14?
But Harper never, I think it's going that back to the 10-year thing. Because Bryce Harper got the, 13 years? And it was about 300?
I think it was 330. I thought it was 300 even. Was it 330?
Oh, I think he might have.
I'm looking at it now. The average annual is never over 30.
And Trout was, 350?
But for
so
10.
Mookie Betts is
And Betts is better than Harper.
Right, and Mookie Betts. So Mookie Betts is probably going to be somewhere around 3.25 over 10 years.
But love my how thought, we just throw these around.
Well, the numbers
are crazy. A third of $1 billion.
Yeah, pretty much for one player.
I had said the Red Sox should have thrown $375 at him for 10 years as soon as Mike Trout signed, and then you would have been the highest paid player in baseball. You would have been able to look at it and go, you know what? I was an MVP. I've been in
But it seems like it's almost turning into, and he's only played 72 games, so he's got twice the season to go. But it's like an every other year thing for him.
Yes.
Where you look at just look at OPS. If you want to just look at OPS, it was just under 900, then it was 800, then it was 1,000, and now it's 838.
Right.
So it's kind of ping-ponging back and forth. The batting average is in line with that, too. And, he's obviously going to still get paid.
He's going to get $300 million. What the detail is, how many years, 10,
I bet
12?
Three and a quarter.
Whatever. Quarter. He's going to get $300 million because he's a great all-around player. He doesn't really have any baggage. Like, Machado had the whole
Machado's
dirty player, no one likes him.
And he legit
not trying
said
to win.
He doesn't hustle.
Right. So there's a little baggage there.
Yeah. No, there's
no best baggage.
There's nothing with Mookie Betts. You would want him on your team. I guess the question then also becomes is if you don't feel like he's going to re-sign here, would you trade him at this deadline?
No.
Would you trade him away and completely restock your farm system, probably get a major league ready player as well?
Yes.
Because if a team had two seasons with him,
right.
If you trade him in the offseason, you're not getting nearly as much. You know, like you
right.
Because now
right.
a team's saying, I got 1 year of him, then he's going to walk anyway.
Right. He's a rental.
But two playoff runs with Mookie Betts, you could cash in big time on him.
I would then trade him.
If you don't think he's going to come back,
yeah,
right?
And that's the reports that, I mean, that's some of the speculation that's out there is that he's probably not going to
especially if you are at best going to be playing in a one-game play-in.
But isn't the next level that you have to do as a GM, okay, you think it could be hard to re-sign him. Where's he going?
Well, somebody.
So the Padres just signed a $300 million deal.
Right.
The Rockies signed a $270 million
right.
deal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The
Angels,
Phillies. You start to check teams off. How many teams, the Yankees, A, already have Stanton, and B, have Judge coming down the pipeline?
Right, yeah.
So where's he going? Call his bluff. Where are you going to go?
Braves.
I heard Lou talk about Atlanta.
Braves.
So Braves.
Yeah.
So he's got one option.
Well, I mean,
no, I don't think he has one option. Cubs.
Yeah, I think he's got
Mets,
more.
Mets. Dodgers.
I just think need to map it out. That's a game you're
but
playing
the fact
poker.
But the fact that the Padres gave a guy that much money, don't you feel like every team
right,
has at least one guy that they can do that to? If the Padres can do it?
Right. Everybody's in play now. If they did it, like you said, with Machado. Now,
right.
it could be.
I mean, it's not the Rays, but it's like almost everybody
else.
It
could be Kansas City, right?
It could, sure.
Anybody.
Could be.
But when you look at Mookie Betts, somebody is going to cut him a check for 3.25.
I just think you as a GM can kind of narrow it down to who you're competing against and how many options he has, and that affects
but
the value.
But all he needs is one
he
option.
He only needs one. But we've seen the last couple of years, these drag out.
If you're the Red Sox, right, you have to know how Mookie Betts feels. Like, does he want to re-sign?
Which you should have that.
Which is a
sense.
Lot different than what we've been talking about with Anthony Davis. You've been with Betts forever. Right. You should know
you should have a pretty
who
good
he
idea.
Is, what he wants, where he wants
right.
to be.
Even though, like, what, Scott Boris is his agent, right? And
I don't think he is, actually. No.
Wasn't he his? Who's his agent?
No, Bogarts has Boris. He has the VC Sports Group.
So
he had Legacy Agency before, I think. So I think he might have switched.
If you're Mookie Betts, right, The Sox got to be talking to your agent to see whether or not failing, does he want to still play here? Does he want to play in Boston?
Right.
Because I think Boston,
they just gave Sale all that money. They just gave Bogarts all that money.
Right.
They're going to have to give J.D. Martinez a lot more money if they want him to stay after this offseason or after this year.
So will they have money to sign Mookie Betts?
I think they still will.
Okay,
yeah,
so
they're the Red
Sox.
Some guys are going to have to go, like Bradley, let's say they have money to sign him.
The question is, does Mookie want to play for the Red Sox?
Hey, that's the question.
We're going to give you the money.
Right.
The Red Sox saying, we're going to give you 10 years, 3.25. Do you want to play here?
Because,
or do you want to take the 10 years, 3.25 and go play in Atlanta?
If you miss, like, this is worst case scenario, would be this. You miss the playoffs this year,
right,
which is there's a chance. Or let's say you get the one game play in and you don't have it that day and you're out.
Right.
So you don't make the real playoffs. And then next year, something similar plays out, and then Mookie Betts just walks away and you get nothing for him.
Right, because we all know that the rumors are he wants to go to free agency.
Yeah.
But
the other thing is, and this might be more outlandish, but it's happened before in the history of baseball. You trade him away because you don't feel like you're going to win the division this year. You trade him away, you get a ton in return.
Right.
And then when he becomes a free agent,
we have
a ton of money, like Aroldis Chapman going back to the Yankees.
That's
like, we have
rare,
a ton of money.
Though.
It is rare. It's admittedly very,
very
rare. But if he's just about the dollar, like, is he just about that, or does he want to live somewhere else?
I have no idea what it is. I think
you
have to trade him.
Well, you don't.
You do. Yes. Because
you're already writing off the division. I don't think everybody's written off the division.
But you're gonna lose him for what?
Comp pick.
Okay.
Right.
So you lose him.
Yeah, but
I think
they are gonna make the playoffs this year. It might be as a wild card team, but I would want Betts on that team to give me a chance to win that game and to move on.
Let's say they make the playoffs, right?
Yeah, you have a better chance of winning the whole thing again.
But
with
let's
Betts.
Say they make the playoffs and you don't win the whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, isn't there still a strong chance that you're going to lose him anyways? So you made
but you have him for another year after this.
You have
under
him
contract.
You have him for another year. So now you're going to be right in the same situation next year. Do we trade him before he hits free agency?
But I also look at it like, I don't know how long Chris Sale is going to be really good. I don't know how long David Price is going to be really good. Like, I would go all in on these two years.
If you're banking, I would go all in.
Right, I would rather bring in somebody else and go over the luxury tax than trade Betts.
So basically, we are telling me if they're thinking like you, Rich Keefe, they're going all in for the next 2 years to try to win another World Series within these next 2 years.
Yes.
You know that you're going to lose Mookie Betts.
Well, no, I don't know for sure. I mean, and then you could always re-sign him. I think it's sort of like a win-win. You're a really good team for two years.
Maybe you won't lose him, but you're running the risk that he's
going to
go test the waters.
But you also know you have an MVP candidate on your team for 2 years of his prime.
So you're taking 2 years, but running the risk of he's going to test the free agent market.
Yeah. But you can actually play with the Yankees and Astros. At least you should be able to anyway on paper.
And he's not like he's your only guy.
No, you got dudes. You got Bogarts.
Devers is coming.
Devers looks good.
Well,
Davis
looks
great. But you're going to have to do something with Benintendi. Right?
I know. Yeah, I mean, eventually you're not going to be able to sign all of them.
But I'm just saying, you're not left. This isn't a case of you're left holding nothing.
But
you have a core of young players.
But you have good guys, but you don't have anybody that's
not an MVP
best caliber, right?
Not an MVP.
And then, like you said, all these pitchers are getting older. Ain't nobody getting younger with Chris Sale, David Price, so they're all. They're
so you
all,
trade him for pitching?
Well, I don't know.
I'm terrified of pitching. I think every pitcher gets hurt. I'm waiting for Tommy John for every single guy.
You have to ask the question. Okay, you're going to have him for 2 more years, and you're going to be competitive for 2 more years. You will be competitive, but you will be running the risk of when he becomes a free agent that you will lose him.
But there's also the risk that you trade him for like a prospect. Like Jerks and Profar, who's the number one rated prospect for like 3 years in a row, and then sucks.
But
like
if I'm going with what you're saying, Andy, is you have all these players that are still here. If you now then trade him and get maybe prospects and a piece back, aren't you still a good team, anyways?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, you are still pretty.
That's
good.
That's why I think you're not backed into a corner. You're in some way in a strength position.
So
like
you're
not in a corner where you have to be I got to keep him. I got to overpay to keep. But the flip side of that, like the Marlins,
they had Stanton and Yelich. They wanted to shed. I mean, they're different because they don't pay any money, but they were like, we got to get rid of these guys. They had nobody else.
Yeah, no, you're not in that position. And then the flip side of that is from his perspective, Like, he wants to get to free agency.
Why?
To what end?
But what
but if I can get 325, you're offering, Wiggy, you're offering 325 right now.
Right.
Am I going to get 335 in free agency?
Yeah, like, maybe.
Unless you want to leave. Unless that is
so that's
just
the other,
a way
that's
of
the other
you,
big reason.
You may be kind of packaging it. I want to get to free agency.
Because I thought
it's
Bogarts,
just you saying I want to leave.
I thought Bogarts was going to free agency. First of all, he has Boris, who always gets his guys there, and he clearly wanted to stay.
Right.
They offered him a deal. He wasn't even up, and then he was like, okay, let's do it.
And Arenado did the same thing.
Yeah.
He was crying because he got to stay. Remember that?
You're like, you're with the Rockies.
And you asked the good question, why does he want to go to free agency? If he knows if he's going to get very similar money to what he would get in free agency.
I mean, I guess there's
what's
no
the
uncertainty
purpose
at that
of going,
point. Right? Unless like you know unless, a team offered $350.
Unless you want to leave.
Well, that's what
that's
I, feel
why I think.
You don't think the Red Sox have said, hey, Mookie, we'll give you
I would think
10
they
years,
have.
$325
If they're re-upping
million.
Everybody else, you'd think they would go to their best player.
Right.
Correct. You would think. So
that's why I don't really know or understand that language. I want to get to free agency.
Remember
that was the Papelbon thing? Like, 5 years from free agency, he was like, you know, I want to get to free agency.
You wanted to set the record for closers.
Right. But I think in Mookie Betts' mind, he thinks he can get 10 years, $375 million.
Probably.
So
probably.
He can get...
best of luck.
Well, that's why he wants to go to free agency, because he feels like...
So unfathomable. Like, can you even think about that? Like, turning down $325... No. Football $325, by the way.
No,
this
real.
Is baseball.
You get every penny of this.
If you put...
I have no idea. What
Jermaine Wiggins.
Yes.
If you sign that paper,
cash.
They owe you $325 million.
No
matter
what.
It's crazy.
Hey, I would have signed last year for 8 years, $200 million.
Let's go to the phones. We got Brian in Springfield. He joins us next. What's up, Brian?
Yeah, great conversation you guys had. I'm just wondering what's going to crash first, the stock market or the salaries in baseball and basketball?
I mean, you're right. They keep going up, though. It's insane.
I think baseball's in trouble. I think they are at the popping point.
But you think it goes down? Or
yes.
I think what happens with the CBA, and this is
the,
what I...
San Francisco Giants got a closer named Will Smith. The guy's unhittable.
All right, so you want the Red Sox to get Will Smith.
All right, there you go.
Get
well, he's not
fresh Prince of Bel Air. Will Smith, good player though. I
right,
take Will Smith.
He's not in the new MIB, so I mean, he's what's
no,
he doing?
I heard that movie was trash.
Him, yeah.
I heard it was real.
But
bad.
Here's what I would say. Going back to the money, right? I think they're going to have to do what basketball did, right? I think what basketball does is they're saying kind of 5 years
is
the max.
They have a salary cap, first of all.
But that's
a big difference.
No, but I would
sort
say.
Of. I mean, they do.
I would say 5 years is the max.
I 100% agree with that. They need to give the GMs a favor because those guys screw things up so bad.
Can't help themselves.
You like, oh, pitcher 7 years, let's do it. It's like, you know, his arm's gonna fall off in three.
Well, like even with Machado, with Bryce Harper, with these guys, say rather than giving them, you know, 10 years and $300 million, no, well, here's what we're gonna do. 5 years, $150. $175 is max. Then you'll still have another opportunity to maybe do another deal.
No chance that the players union
players
allows,
well, they have the best union
sort of
in the world. They get all these.
They're too strong.
Money.
They're too
yeah,
powerful.
You don't think they do that? But there's no
that'd
way
be
they
like
can,
a lockout
but there's
again
no
or
way
a strike
can,
or whatever.
But I think they're willing to do that because there's no way you can keep giving these guys
but
10.
The other thing that
you say that, but they keep giving these guys 10 and 300 or 10 and 270.
Basketball had a real problem, and they've started to fix this where. The middle class was paid too much.
Yes.
Like the guys that were really good weren't making as much as they should, if you really include like what they bring, like the revenue that they bring to their teams. And then the guys at the bottom weren't making much. But then the guys in the middle, you'd have
stupid.
These. Like, you're like, this guy's worth $15 million?
Right.
Like, get out of here.
3 points
Evan
in four.
Turner?
Yeah, right, exactly. Guys like that. And he hit free agency at the right time. And then somebody like Marcus Smart and some of these other guys came up afterwards, and they've tried to correct that. And so. I wonder if that's
but
something else for baseball.
But even Marcus Smart is making, what, $13 million?
I think like 12 or 13.
I see
him
as...
you don't like Smart.
I see,
you
no,
like,
I
you
see
like
him
Smart.
In,
it's fine.
I see him
you
as like
Smart.
An $8 million player.
All right. Well,
13?
Let's go. They see more.
Rick and Arlington.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What's up, Rick?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
The only thing about Betts, the problem is he's listening to his agent like they all do. I think he should sign. Right now, the Red Sox should try to sign him. And then I think he'd relax, because... he's taking too many pitches. Mm-hmm. He's getting behind in the count. We all love him. He's got to be more aggressive at the plate. And he's going to make a ton of money either way. I think he'd like to stay. But once the agent gets in there, they let the agent handle everything. And the agent says, you know, don't worry about it. I'll take care of you, and you can make this much on the market. So to me, that's the problem, and I hope he stays.
Well, yeah, I think we all want him to stay, too. But part of that is, I mean, you hire the agent.
Right.
And so,
the agent is only risking 5% of $300 million.
And again, if
you're
Xander,
risking $300
right.
million.
Like, the best example, if Xander Bogaerts can tell Scott Boras, I'm signing early,
right.
and Scott Boras isn't going to say, well, forget you.
He's
going
to
sign him
he's
early.
He's going to try to convince him to.
Oh, I'm sure you'd talk to him and say, hey, here are the pros of you waiting it out. But then Bogaerts says, no, this is what I want to do. Okay, done.
Plus,
if Mookie Betts wanted to sign already, he would have.
But if I'm a player, I also realized my agent has 30 clients.
Yeah.
So he's got paychecks coming from 30 people.
Yeah.
I got paychecks coming from one person.
Yeah, but I think when you're in that category, you're in that kind of like area code of money, it's like, you know, you're not really thinking about my agent has other clients. You're thinking about I'm like his top client. But here's baseball and basketball. It's because those guys in that sport, they're able to create these opportunities because of these guaranteed contracts and do the things that they're able to do. And football, you don't have that, right? In football, the only thing you have is the guaranteed money
right.
that you get. And it's not like that because you got 53 guys on a roster. Guys are going down like flies all the time. But in baseball and basketball, and that's why you see players going, I'm going to wait till free agency. I'm not taking this deal that you're going to offer me. Why am I going to take $200 million when I could wait 2 years and I could get $325 million?
And then the other thing in this day and age is there's so many insurance policies.
Mm-hmm.
So we can say he's risking $300 million, but for all I know, he took out an insurance policy
yeah,
or his agent
true.
Took out an insurance policy that,
yeah.
you know, that we see those around draft time, these college
right.
football players. There's all these policies where you can protect yourself, maybe not for the full $300 million, but you're still going to get a boatload of money in
well,
the end.
Until baseball changes, like I said, and I don't know if they got a new CBA coming up
they
here?
Do, but you're not getting a dramatic change like that.
But maybe you get to what they do, like I said, is what they do. And because I think basketball does it the best way. I love the fact that basketball has like the max contracts. If you're an elite player, this is the max that you can get. And so now I feel like you could have more of an equal playing field for a lot of different teams.
But the problem with when they initially instituted the max contracts in basketball, there were guys saying, I'm a max player, I'm a max player, who weren't max players,
yeah, but
teams were giving them max deals.
But it's up to the team to make that decision on whether or not he's a max guy or not, right?
Right. Now, I would love to see that. Now, if you want to blow it all up, how about we say we institute Wiggy's policy of 5-year deals with mm-hmm. ceilings, whatever
right.
you want to call it. And what are the flip side of that is? We also cut the season down. We no longer have 162.
Ooh.
We blow this whole thing up. And
now you're talking. Now you're making some changes.
Right?
Now
players are making less,
right. yeah.
but you're working less.
Yes.
And
right.
I'm
like
bringing
that.
In less
yes.
money,
and
but now, I'm paying you less money.
And now I'm watching more
yeah.
because
yeah,
it's
are.
Not so long.
Every
I
game,
like that.
Everything matters.
I
this
like
time
that.
It counts.
Hey, we have a really interesting NBA draft nugget as it relates to the Boston Celtics.
Ooh,
fascinating.
Geez.
This is something you haven't heard
big
yet.
Big market
This is serious. This is serious. But before we get to that, we got trending with Wiggy.
Oh, that's what me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on Dale and Keefe, we got Andy Hart, Jermaine Wiggins filling in. Want to thank Dice on Twitter for passing this along here. Jonathan Givony from Draft Express, one of the best draft guys covering the NBA. And he tweeted this out this afternoon. Darius Garland, who is
Judy's son.
He is Judy Garland's son.
Sounds like that was on the airplane
grandson.
In the movie Con Air.
Oh yeah, he could have been one of the convicts on Con Air.
Definitely like that.
So he is actually a point guard from Vanderbilt and kind of the consensus number 4 pick. Like
okay.
everybody says, oh, it's a 3-player draft.
Right.
This is the guy that in almost every mock draft is coming in at number 4. And Givony tweeted out that Garland will conduct a last-minute workout with the New York Knicks tomorrow. The Knicks obviously have the number 3 pick.
Oh.
And he said Garland is in serious consideration for number 3. which everybody assumed was R.J. Barrett.
Right.
Because Zion Williamson's going one, John Morant's going two. That's what everybody kind of knows. So R.J. Barrett, we assumed, was going three. But then he sort of adds this in mind, or this in there as well. He says, Minnesota, Boston, and Chicago are teams looking at potentially trading up to number four with Garland in mind.
And this is in conjunction with previous reports that the Celtics do not want three draft picks, do not want three rookies, although that would also contradict the Boston Globe, which theorized that they could trade up to eight.
Seven or eight if they traded 14, 20, and 22. Those are the three first-rounders they have on Thursday night.
So that gets
how
you to eight.
You have to do something else.
Right, so
get the Memphis pick.
Well, so like Memphis that. Gets you to four.
You I like traded that for Bradley Beal.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Right.
I like that.
Can you trade
better.
The Memphis pick twice?
Can you try. It's possible.
So Darius Garland, because I mean, nobody around here would know who that is.
Nope.
He was a freshman at Vanderbilt this past season. His season ended with a torn meniscus in his left knee.
Oh, great.
But he is a 6'2 scoring point guard, and with one player comp is Damian Lillard.
Okay.
You like that a little bit more. Like another Damian one's Lillard. Nick Van Exel.
And the the Celtics are losing a scoring point guard,
yes,
theoretically.
Yes.
Unless this last-minute meeting comes together nicely.
And he can, I'm not holding my breath on Kyrie Irving. He could score from everywhere, at least that's the reports. I'm not going to tell you I watched a lot of Vanderbilt this year. But
so he's like Trae Young?
I don't think he's as crazy as that.
Okay.
Trae Young was like Steph Curry, kind of just shooting it when he gets over half court.
I saw Dame Dollar do that.
Dame Dollar could. That's true. Dame Dollar, there's no bad shot when it goes in.
Right.
So Dame Dollar's going to do that. But that's interesting. And that's sort of the mindset. There's no way Danny Ainge wants to just stand pat. Obviously with those three picks. But maybe there's a player that can
though.
Get. You don't want that?
No, because you
first of all, that clearly means Kyrie is gone. You're not getting a shoot first point guard at number four in the draft if you think Kyrie's
gone.
But
don't you think Kyrie's gone?
I 100% do. So. I 100%
do. Now you're basically... putting your stock and your future, whatever it is, into another unknown.
What if you don't have to trade the Memphis pick?
What are we trading then?
Just those
three
picks?
All three of these.
And Yabusele?
And, yeah.
I would do that in a heartbeat.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Okay. So I'm just going to get a baseline here.
Yeah,
so we
would
do that for sure.
Yeah,
yes,
unless
but it probably is the Memphis pick. I would assume.
Right.
Right.
That has to be four.
Yeah.
Now, but don't you always, you just said that. You know, you don't want to stand pat. Ainge doesn't want to stand pat.
I don't think so.
But it also feels like he always wants to, win the trade or get. It's
That's
not just
definitely
a fair trade. It's we won the trade.
Right.
We got by far the better deal.
Yeah.
And I don't know if right now is the time for him to be playing that way.
Well, you remember.
And
it
you
was,
said Wick does not want to just be like, he wants to win now.
And now all of a sudden you're building around the third pick in the draft, the third pick in the draft, the fourth pick in the draft in a 3-year span. Right?
Right.
So now you're going youth movement with a little Horford Hayward mixed in.
Like we can compete, we'll make the playoffs, but we're really gonna be good in 3-4 years.
We're going young, and if Hayward's back, well then maybe that's a different story and we'll be better than we expect.
Well, what was really scary was it was 4 years ago. Remember when Justice Winslow was in the draft?
Yes.
The kid out of Duke, who was like he looked great. He actually hasn't done anything in the pros, but he looked great. And all the reports were that the Celtics offered like 4 first-round picks just to move up in the draft.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that one, they were kind of saved because Jordan was like, no, we got to take Frank Kaminsky. Like, we're not going to budge. We're not, not great. Frank the Tank. Yeah, not great. But so they would be willing to make a major move, but it always that other team. And I feel like over the last few years, when Danny Ainge calls another team, they're probably like, what's the catch?
Right.
Like, why would we want to do this deal? But this, all of a sudden, what we thought was going to be a very, predictable draft. Now, all of a sudden, maybe R.J. Barrett doesn't go number three, and then even more teams are going to be trading for four.
Well, that hurts you, though.
I would, for sure.
I would rather just stick there and go with Bobo.
Oh, you're in love with Bobo.
No, but I would rather.
I'd take Bobo.
I would rather go, I would rather than have to give up the Memphis pick, right?
Yeah.
I would rather just,
You could take Bobo. Bobo's probably going to be there at 14, might even be there at 20.
Right, so, and then maybe you can. I don't know. You could trade the other two picks if you don't want to have three rookies on the team, whatever it may be. But I just feel like when you're in this position, and you said it, Andy, Wicks wants to win now. When you move up to number four, you're building your team around just, three unknowns and way down the road. I don't want to, as a Celtics fan, I don't want to be here and just being like, okay.
But would you try to, and I don't worry about the salary for a minute. Would you rather work out a trade for someone like Mike Conley, or would you rather go with this young point guard?
I'd rather work out a trade with like Mike Conley.
I'd rather go young. See, I'm not going young because Tatum and Brown are the future.
And they're not as young like as you'd think, right? They should be hitting prime of career in the next year or so.
But
right?
I'd rather go the Bradley Beal way.
Okay, well, that's a separate.
All right, I like
I'm not
that
opposed
too.
To that.
I like, yeah,
but
I like the Bradley
Mike Conley.
That's sort of splitting the difference.
That's a little bit lower.
He's younger than Conley. He's older than, you know, obviously Darius Garland or somebody like that. So he's sort of splitting the difference. I would take Beal for sure. But that's one where you have to give up a lot. You have to give up the most, I think.
I would rather give that up.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about. What do we want to do here? Do we want to wait? Do we want to wait and gamble 3 years down the road, three, 4 years down the road, and go, okay, the Celtics could be good, or they could be where they are now, fifth, sixth, seventh seed, and getting bounced?
But that all depends on how good they are. How good Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown are.
But that's what I'm saying.
If you're waiting 3+ years, they're not that good. Because 3 years from now, if Jason Tatum hasn't ascended to a certain role, or
so when
they are who they are.
When are they supposed to take that?
All right,
next
so it's funny
step?
You asked that.
I would say this year is a huge year.
Shime, you have the. We were talking about this before. So Jason Tatum is going to be entering his third year in the league, and just a couple of guys that popped into my head were Paul George and Kawhi Leonard, and it was, and actually that might not even be as fair because those guys were both in college longer, right? I think was it 2 years for George, maybe 3 years for Leonard, whatever it might have been.
They were both a year older than Tatum.
Exactly.
When they
okay,
started.
So they're both a year older. But anyway, what did the first 2 years of Paul George look like in the NBA?
So Paul George's first 2 years in the NBA looked like he was averaging just shy of 8 points per game with about just shy of 4 rebounds.
And I have Kawhi Leonard right in front of me.
So Kawhi Leonard, yeah, what did he do?
Kawhi Leonard's first 2 years, he averaged almost 8 points, almost 12 points.
So as I was saying, and guys, and listen, that is super high. Kawhi Leonard might be the best player in the league right now. Paul George was first team All-NBA.
So refresh my point is, who was Paul George playing with? I know Indiana, but like, the Spurs were a very good team.
Spurs were a great team.
Talent.
Yeah.
So that's not the same. Who was around Paul George in his first 2 to 3 seasons.
Well, Jason Tatum was also on a good team because most of these top draft picks go to really bad teams, and then they end up being the guys that score the most.
Another player we had talked about, too, that has not quite as good stats as Jason Tatum in his first 2 seasons was James Harden, and he was playing with the likes of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook.
Right.
But trying to find his role, too.
Oh, he definitely was.
I mean, there's gray area for these, but so you think it's unfair of me to expect Jason Tatum to ascend to a...
No, I don't.
How old is Jason Tatum? Because Kawhi Leonard...
21?
Because Kawhi Leonard would be his, I want to say, his either 24 years old, 2015-16. Is that when they won the title with him? Is that when he was the finals MVP for the Spurs? Or was it 2016-17?
No. It was like, was it 14? Was that what it was?
So, 2015-16.
It seems too recent.
No, it was a while ago.
Yeah.
It was a while ago.
2014.
It was 2014.
Because
he wasn't that great in the regular season. He went nuts in the finals that year.
Okay,
so he
then,
really emerged.
So that was when he was 22 years old, and that season he averaged almost 13 points.
Right.
But then he had a...
But then he went nuts. And he's always been a better defensive player. Like, that's not even close.
And then he got
like,
a little bit better.
But I'm just saying, like, because so many people, I think, were ready to, and even when going back to Anthony Davis trade, was saying, well, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum, okay, let's move on. But the reality is, it's the next year or two, you're going to figure out whether these guys have what it takes or not.
You said he's 21,
Tatum's 21.
So, Andy, in your point, it's either this year or the following year, see which way he's trying.
Correct.
Right.
And Jaylen Brown is in that same mold. He's been around a year longer, but still very young, still a one and done.
And whether you want to rebuild or not, Kyrie, you're not really rebuilding, but you're going to have to do it on the fly, or you have to rebrand or whatever, because Kyrie Irving's going to be gone. So this idea of somehow getting up and grabbing Darius Garland, pretty intriguing to me.
Now
you have a Garland, Tatum, Brown trio, and then you have Hayward still and Horford for another couple of years, but that's the trio you have going forward.
Basically what it sounds like you guys are saying is that, okay, you got 2 years. These next 2 years are going to determine where this organization is going.
Yeah, I think it has to be that. Yeah, it's going to be those guys, and you have to just hope for the best.
And you got to hope for the best.
Yes.
The problem with this theory is if you're unloading the Memphis pick to get up to four.
It doesn't matter then. It really doesn't matter about the Memphis pick.
But you're
pick.
Eliminating the option of the Memphis pick being a reset.
Yeah, right. Right.
Because 2 years from now, next right. year,
who
it's
even
top
knows what
six.
It's going to be? Because we thought the Kings pick was going to be better
but
than
it
was.
But it could still be your lottery ticket.
It
and
could
you're
be.
Eliminating your yeah. plan B, C, whatever yeah. you want to label it by shipping it. Now you're kind of all into.
But I think
but it
Tatum
might be the number
Brown,
one pick in 2 years, I guess.
But that would be your
year.
Reset. You
it
may have be. Realized then
yeah, yeah,
Tatum
yeah.
and Brown are not marquee franchise build around players.
Right. But I think after the New Orleans. Getting the number one overall pick this year and them having, what, 5% or 6%
right.
chance?
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's so, such a crapshoot with such, the lottery.
Right. I think the biggest thing is now is it sounds like what you two guys are saying is, okay, you have 2 years with Tatum and Brown. In these next two mm-hmm. years,
that's it.
We're going to know if they're heading in the right direction
yep.
as far as trending to be
studs, all stars,
yes,
all
top
NBA.
10 players, yeah. whatever it is. So we have to.
That's what you got
to
do.
That's what we have
you
gotta, to do.
You got
to
do
so
that.
So then there
that's,
you go, Celtics.
That's what I would do.
Danny,
we're
done.
Danny, we're done.
Here.
We got to wait for two. We
I think the
team.
Memphis pick, I'd be willing to trade the Memphis pick because. Nobody wanted to trade the Nets pick, that last Nets pick, until Kyrie Irving became available, and that ended up being number eight
so
overall.
Let me,
and then the Kings pick, everybody's like, ooh, the Kings pick, 14.
So then why wouldn't you want to do, if you're going to say it's the next 2 years that we're going to have to, you know, play with this team and watch them grow and see what they can do, why wouldn't you be willing to trade that Memphis pick, right? Because we could say,
yeah, yeah,
who
I'm
knows
trading
what,
it.
What, that Memphis pick, Marcus Smart, Yabusele, and whoever to get
for
Bradley.
Beal, I'd do that too.
So now you have Beal.
I would do that.
And we at least we know Beal's an all-star.
Yes.
Right?
But you could yes. hinder the development. That's where you
yeah,
brought up
true.
Sort of the whole
yeah.
three alpha dogs
right.
or two and one,
what
one and two.
What are we doing here, man? Right. We got to go.
We got to do something.
You need
gotta,
a stud.
Listen,
you
we
got to figure
stud.
Out who the stud
you need to
is.
Hope that Tatum's
that
guy. You need to hope that Tatum's
You need
stud.
Batman.
Yeah, but why can't we have Beal here and still find out if Tatum and Brown.
You might be able to. Yeah, you might.
So why not make that move?
I would. I don't. Yeah, I would.
Then if Tatum and Brown.
You make everything.
Trade them.
But then if Tatum and Brown turned out to be those guys, having Beal would just make you even that much more likely to be in a championship. Than if you don't have.
Well, they're right, going to be in the Eastern Conference champion.
They got a chance. Right. That's Andy's.
Yes.
That's his big thing for the last 2 days. If you take anything away from these 2 days, it's that Andy says the Celtics will be in the conference finals.
Damn right.
Next year.
All right, we'll find out what else you got coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, we're wrapping things up here on Dale and Keefe.
Andy what Hart, else you
Jermaine
got?
Wiggins, time for what else you got? Andy Hart, you can begin.
Well, Rich, you have a child on the way. Very
I do.
Soon.
Any
yeah,
day
Lakeisha,
now. So any
Lakeisha
minute.
Keefe.
And you're an energetic guy.
Thank you.
You are outspoken.
Sometimes.
You make your living with your mouth.
I run hot occasionally.
I think we have a little sampling of what your future daughter might
boy.
Sound like in 4 or 5 years when she's in school.
Good afternoon, parents. Good afternoon, boys and girls.
Shut the
hey,
up.
Hey.
How
nice.
No, thank you.
You need to leave?
No, bitch.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Yeah, he's out.
Right. Yikes. See, you never know. I can't rule that out yet.
Right. You know the old nature versus nurture
that's,
debate?
Yeah, there
that's
is
the
that.
Same kid that drove the car.
It could be.
Yeah,
could be.
Just a lot like
strong,
him, actually.
Strong-minded young
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
well,
I guess
he just,
so.
Just wants people to be quiet.
Yes.
Did you see there was the video of the like Little League catcher who got thrown out of the game and then he did double birds on his way off the field?
What else you got?
Brett Hull. I enjoyed that. Brett Hull is fired up. All right, how about this? So the Raptors parade was yesterday, which we didn't even mention the shooting,
right,
which is outrageous, but that happened. And but the Prime Minister of Canada, Justin Trudeau, don't call me Trudeau. Thoreau.
Isn't he married to somebody? Is that an actor?
Yeah, you're thinking of Justin...
Thoreau just got divorced.
From Jennifer Aniston.
This is not him.
No, this is a different guy.
Isn't he a stud? Don't the women really like him?
The Prime Minister of Canada?
Yes, they do. They really like him.
All right, Sean.
He's a hottie hottie.
This incredible win by this incredible team was so Canadian. It was done with sportsmanship, with elegance, with compassion, and mostly with incredible hard work.
What?
The diversity this team represents is that of the entire country, of the entire world. And what we saw here was the country coming together, and that's what we celebrate.
I'm honestly not making
this
joke.
Did he say diversity of the team?
Yes. Yeah.
The diversity this team
I don't think they have any white players on the team.
Marc Gasol doesn't count.
He's not, yeah.
No.
I don't think there's...
But I think what he means is, like, you know, all over the world. Like, global. Serge Ibaka, Marc Gasol.
You don't think there's some white fans going, where are my white brethren?
No.
It's always race with Wiggy.
It does often circle back to that.
If it was, you know, hey, listen, if there was a Toronto won the Stanley Cup, I'd be looking for a brother up there for a little bit of diversity.
What else you got?
Yeah.
All right, so we're going to stay in Canada here.
Oh, let's do it.
It's
okay.
Very diverse. Everybody,
oh, Canada.
Everybody loves Kawhi Leonard, and they think Kawhi's going to stay, but there's a little something that Kawhi says that lets me know where he's really headed.
Thank y'all for welcoming me here after the trade with open arms, man. It made my experience that much better. This group of guys let me do what I do on the floor. Coach Nick let me do what I do. And now we got a championship.
Okay. The answer.
Thank you. And like they said, enjoy this. Enjoy this moment. And have fun with it.
Enjoy this moment and have fun with it. Because guess what?
Peace out.
I'm going back to the West Coast and I'm going to be playing for the Clippers or the Lakers next year.
Because if you were going back, that was the time to do it. The place would have gone insane. He's like, I'm coming back. We're going to try to repeat.
And
said, enjoy it.
Enjoy it. Enjoy this one. You know what they say? Enjoy it while you can.
That was the same as him passing on the fist bump in the tunnel. He just walked right by it. It's like, I'm out.
He's done with it. All right, that's it for today. Andy Hart, Jermaine Wiggins, great job the last two games.
Thanks. Just a tremendous effort.
Good luck with the Chunky Baby.
Thank you very much. He's eating your points.
Chunky Baby who's dropping F-bombs and driving cars.
That's the future we're looking at. Good job by Rossi and Shime. Dale is back tomorrow. We'll talk at 10. OMF is next.
Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!